So if it comes down to a choice between a child or an adult or anyone in between and a shark, well, I'm going with the people. I can't see how we can sit around and explain to a grieving family that it just wasn't in the interests of the environment that we took action. The feedback is very straightforward. The numbers are very, very large.
Keith Pitt, the federal LNP member for Hinkler in Queensland, speaking to ABC Wide Bay about why he wants sharks to be culled in the Whitsundays. It comes just days after Melbourne urologist Daniel Christidis was killed by a shark at Sid Harbour on Whitsunday Island. The Queensland government has today ruled out a cull, and my next guest says that's for the best. Associate Professor Jane Williamson is head of Macquarie University's Marine Ecology Group. Welcome to RN Drive.
Oh, hello, Patricia.
So today, Queensland Fisheries Minister Mark Ferner says that there's no science or reason behind a cull and no guarantee of improved safety. Why do you agree with that?
Because there's literally no scientific data to show that culling sharks actually increases beach safety for people. So I'm all for beach safety. I completely agree that we need to protect people. I just don't believe that culling sharks is the way to go about this.
Clearly beach safety is at risk. We've seen a spate of these incidents. Families are grieving. These stories are absolutely devastating. Are we seeing an increase in sharks in the Whitsunday specifically?
Once again, there's no data to show that sharks are increasing in that area.
Well, shark attacks are.
Yes. So we've got an increased number of shark bites, but we do also know that shark bites or attacks do occur in clusters quite often. They're very rare events and they do seem to occur in small clusters. You'll notice that there was a cluster a few years ago in northern New South Wales. We're not exactly sure what is causing these clusters. They're probably in response to some environmental conditions, but because they're so rare, they're inherently difficult to study.
We heard from Hinkler MP Keith Pitt before, who's adamant shark populations are increasing. What about in general along the Queensland coast? Here's what one commercial fisherman out in Hervey Bay has told the ABC today. His name is Stephen Murphy.
We run 10 trawlers there and all my skippers are telling me they've never seen as many sharks as what they see out there now. I mean, you always get sharks following trawlers around, you know, at night when they're working, when the byproduct goes back over the side. Sharks are there to pretty well clean up anything that goes over the side. But they're saying the numbers out there are just huge compared to what used to be.
Hervey Bay commercial fisherman Stephen Murphy there. What do you make of the feedback he's hearing from his trawler skippers?
Look, we don't know if the shark behaviour is changing or if it's an increase in population. Those sharks may be responding to the trawls releasing a whole bunch of bycatch, so they could actually be learning to follow the trawlers. So what you're seeing as a perceived increase in the numbers are actually the same number of sharks but changing their behaviour to follow trawlers. These are the things we don't know. This is why we actually need to try and work out what they're doing and where they're going before we do anything really dramatic like reducing their population size.
Keith Pitt has said he wants to save jobs as well as lives. And, of course, there is a tourist economy we're talking about here and people want to use the water. Is that reasonable? Do we need to find out what to do and really get to the bottom of this quite quickly?
Yeah, we need to educate people in what are increased risky times to go swimming, such as dusk and at night. We need to educate people in making sure that they're swimming in non-murky water, for a start. So there's a few things we can do in terms of people education to increase beach safety. The other things we can do is instead of actually culling the sharks, we could put smart drum lines out and actually tag the sharks that are caught off the Sid Harbour. And that way, if we tag them and follow where they're going, we'll have some idea of what's going on here, because something's going on, but we have no idea what.